Recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. It's tax time coming up. Do you have a specialist to help you? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It's very important when you are hiring someone to assist you in verifying to the government what your income is and what your tax responsibilities are. It is your money, so be sure the preparer you choose is experienced with returns like yours and that you ask good questions, such as, how many years has the preparer been in business? You know, your comfort level increases when you know the person has extended experience in the tax law. Is the preparer a CPA, a certified public accountant? You need to know that different states have different requirements. What's the focus of the preparer's practice? If you have specialized needs such as real estate or small business, you're going to want to find a preparer who is familiar with your industry's specific tax protocols. How does the preparer stay current? Oh my goodness, there are 500 to 1,000 changes to the tax code every year. You want to make sure you have someone who is really up to date. How aggressive is the preparer regarding claiming deductions? You'll want someone whose philosophy and risk tolerance is similar to your own. How available is the preparer to assist you? In the event there's a question or if you get a call from the IRS, you'll want to know the preparer is available to help you year-round. Has the preparer negotiated successfully with the IRS? You'll want to know the preparer has experience in the trenches in the event of an audit. And finally, the cost. A simple return will be relatively inexpensive, but more involved taxes take more time and cost more, but could ultimately save you money down the line. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.